I'm excited. You know what? It's always, you know, it's always more fun to beat your friends. So, and you get bragging rights. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think, you know, just, you know, put the past nine games behind us and move forward and get started on something new and fresh and get ready to come home and play. We get to play a few in a row at home now. I think we got like five total coming up at home. So I'm just excited. And the Vikings are the next one on the list. And it's just going to be fun to play against guys that I spent so many years with.
Jared, obviously you know Matt Khalil, you know his strengths. What does your scouting report have? So much time.
I'm not going to tell you guys because you'll print it. So, again, Matt knows me too. Matt, I mean, we've gone against each other many, many times. So it's going to come down to technique. Whoever has better technique that day, it's going to come down to winning situations. I think that's the biggest thing. And I know I sound like a broken record sometimes, but football is not that difficult. It really comes down to winning situations and creating situations for yourself to be successful. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to create, you know, some third downs or some you know, minus yardage plays early in the downs to create them to spread out, force the ball into Teddy's hands and create some one-on-ones. And hopefully then you can take advantage of them.
What does he do well?
Matt does a lot of things well. I mean, he's got good feet. He comes off the ball in the run game. You know, if he gets his hands on you, it can be tough to convert off. You know, and sometimes your strengths are your weaknesses, because, you know, I think he does have good technique. But I consider myself to be a technician as well, so technique can also be technique. So it's going to be one of those things where, like, again, you know, going to have to continue to study. And, you know, it's going to come down to playing hard, playing physical, and creating those situations where you know it's pass. Creating those situations where we can be one-on-one so you have a chance, you know, to break each other down. That's all you can really ask for and see who can win on that. But like I said, I think he has good feet and hands, and, you know, he's an athletic guy on the edge, so he can recover well too, which is a whole nother thing. And then you got to deal with a mobile quarterback. So, I mean, there's challenges and they go with it, but it's going to be fun.
Jared, since the previous game, has there been anything done or said on the part of the players that acknowledges that you have to get yourselves off the mat and kind of get back on your feet? In other words, isn't that just another loss? Is it two pretty bad losses?
You know, what's been said will stay, you know, between us, all the players. But it's not. There's nothing going to be said to make somebody play. You're either self-motivated to be the best. You're either embarrassed. And when you get your butt kicked and you want to go back out and prove yourself, or you're not. That's just the bottom line. So I think we got character on the team. I thought we had good practice today. You know, and this game is humble. This game exposes people and humbles you. And if you're not in it, you'll get exposed. But I think we got a good team. And obviously I came here for a reason. And I still believe in this team. And I still believe in what we have. And I still believe what we can accomplish. And, you know, like I said, it comes down to putting the work in. And, you know, just keep sawing wood. I believe that, you know, God puts you through adversity to prepare you for something in the future. And that's the way I look at it. So I'm going to come to work. I'm going to smile. I'm going to keep sawing wood. And I'm going to do what I got to do to help our team win.
And kind of in that regard, you know, there's a lot of heat outside the building of Mel Tucker. Is there any feeling of rallying around of kind of a coach who's under fire?
You know, again, I don't want to sound rude at all. And you know, I appreciate what everybody does in this room. Everybody's got a job to do. But if we based our emotions and our feelings by what was written by us about us day to day, it would be the most stressful life in the world. You know, goodness, we'd be high. We'd be on the, you know, king one day. We'd be dead the next. So it's we have to focus on what we know, and we know football. I know Mel is my D coordinator. You know, I know Coach P is my D-line coach. I know Jeremiah Ratliff's my three technique, and that's what we're gonna go about. And we're gonna play what we know how to play. We're gonna go back and look at what we were doing successful, and we're gonna do those things. And I mean, there's no magic formula. There's no, you know, they're not gonna bring Superman through the door, and you know, we can't go back in time and erase the nine games. You know, we got three wins right now. That stinks. But guess what? There's seven games to play, and you know, anything can happen in this league. You see it all the time, and you know, that's why I said if we lived and died by what the outside world thought of us, we'd cash in the chips now. But you know, things. If, like I said, I believe we're going through something to prepare us for something great.
Jared, But a motion does make a difference in competitive sports.
Right? Absolutely, but I think, I mean, you got to be excited about what you do. I mean, I take personal pride in what I do. I take, I want to be the best. I don't think there's a guy on this team that's out there like, I'm gonna cash these chips in today to really piss everybody off. You know, it's just not how people operate. It's one of those things where, I see it every day. I mean, it's not from lack of. I mean, last week was a great example of how hard guys work. This week, I mean, today's practice, guys flying around, and it's finding something that you can do better. It's finding a way to improve yourself to help the team. And if everybody takes that action, we'll get better. Because believe it or not, even though the two blowouts, it's not a lot of plays that make a big difference. It's a handful of plays that completely shift the momentum of a game, completely shift the scores of a game. So, the pass is the pass. We'll move forward, and we'll get ready to play the Vikings. And we win one game, heck, then you win two, you got a win streak. I mean, it's just, those are the type of things you got to look forward to.
Jared, you guys preparing for a little bit more zone read this week? I know that the Dolphins get a little bit of a setback in defending it, but they've been running it a little bit with Petty so far this season.
Yeah, but you know what? I see them still as a two-back run team. They like to run right behind Felton. He'll put his head down and hit somebody. Teddy has obviously that zone read capability. We've played so much zone read that I almost feel more comfortable playing the zone read, right? But I still see him as a mainly predominant two-back run team. And then they got, they got change-ups with Asiata and with that McKinnon. They got some threats. But, I think zone read's a change-up for him. I don't think it's an identity.
Speaking of their backs, how do you feel about Adrian still being out? You wish he was playing?
No. why would I want one of the top running backs in the NFL to be playing against us? No, I don't want him playing.
Playing against him this week. How do you feel about what he's going through?
I think I've said it before. From what Adrian I know was always a kind-hearted, gentle, very very generous human being. Obviously, he made a mistake. I just pray that him, his family, and his son, and everybody that's going through it, I hope everybody learns it. They can heal the wounds. He's obviously had to deal with the punishments. Do I think his football career should be ended over it? No. Do I hope he learned a valuable lesson? And do I think he did? Yeah. Obviously, you go through stuff, you face the consequences, and if he happens to come back the week after we play him, awesome.
Jared, when you see Everson Griffin's production this year, what are your thoughts on
him? Oh, great. I texted him the other day, man. He makes me proud. Like, I love seeing guys that I play against have success. It's even like with Willie here, getting to work with Willie after playing against him for so long and talking with him and showing him how I see things. It's just kind of – it's what was done to me when I got in the league. Guys like Eric Hicks and Vonnie Holiday, they really – John Browning, I mean, they – showed me the ins and outs of how to be a pro, and Willie Rofe was a huge instrument or a teacher in my life of how to beat an offensive lineman. Everson's got physical gifts, as that are crazy. So, but I just love seeing him have success. Being able to work with them and play with them, and then to see guys that I've played with have success is awesome. Now I hope he gets dominated this week. I hope he doesn't see the quarterback this week, but. So I'm proud of those guys. I mean, more power to them.